Today's reading is from Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmen took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later on, the bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Bless the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning's scripture reading is the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. In it, Jesus teaches his disciples the importance of not giving up during uncertain times. The parable begins on the evening of a wedding banquet. 10 bridesmaids gather together to await the return of the bridegroom. They wait so that they can all process into the wedding banquet together. Unfortunately, the bridegroom was delayed in his return. He was so late that all 10 of the bridesmaids fall asleep as they wait for him. When the bridegroom eventually returns, only 5 of the bridesmaids have enough oil in their lamps to go and meet him. So those 5 bridesmaids go with him into the banquet. The other 5 bridesmaids have to go into the marketplace at midnight and try to buy oil for their lamps. It takes them a long time to find the oil. They are gone so long that they actually get locked out of the wedding feast. The parable ends with this beautiful warning to keep watch, because we do not know the day or the hour. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids is what we call an eschatological parable. So it is a parable concerned with the end of time. These type of parables are quite common in Matthew's gospel. The bridegroom's delayed return is meant to teach us something about Jesus's second coming. Just as the bridesmaids expect that the bridegroom will eventually return, so too do we expect that Jesus will come again. Just as the bridesmaids don't quite know when the bridegroom is going to return, we don't quite know when Jesus will return. The 10 bridesmaids give us wise and foolish models of how we are to wait for the bridegroom's return. The wise bridesmaids not only took their lamps with them, they also took extra oil. The foolish bridesmaids only bring their lamps with them. When the bridegroom is late, they are caught off guard and have to scramble to find oil for their lamps. The wise bridesmaids teach us how we are to wait. Their preparedness bears witness to their faith that the bridegroom is with them, even when he's not physically present. All of us in this room knows what it feels like to wait. As I write this sermon, Pennsylvania is seeing a fall resurgence of coronavirus cases. We're all waiting for a vaccine that will allow our lives to somewhat return to normal. I think what's so anxiety-provoking about waiting is that we know change is coming, and we're not quite sure how that change is going to affect us. We're scared that whatever change is coming, it's going to be bad. But we know that things can't stay the way that they are, so we feel stuck. What I appreciate about this parable is that it is its reassurance that Jesus is with us while we wait, but that there are also things we can do while we're waiting. As I find myself sitting around and waiting for a coronavirus vaccine, I really have to train myself to start to see what Jesus is up to right now. When I'm training myself to do this, that is when I start to see Jesus in the essential workers in our communities who are showing up each and every day to care for the COVID-positive members of our community. When I say essential workers, I'm talking about healthcare workers, first responders, police, and firefighters. And we can't forget about our teachers. These women and men are holding our communities together, and they're probably not getting much sleep. I bet that many of them haven't seen their parents since March. Yet they're still showing up to the work that God has called them to. So once I start to see Jesus in the midst of our waiting, I can start imagining how I am called to respond in this period of waiting. This week, I found it incredibly comforting to know that what we are called to do while we wait are actually the same things that anchor our life of faith. We are called to welcome the stranger, feed the hungry, visit the sick and imprisoned, make disciples of the nations. Friends, preparing for Jesus' return is as simple and as complicated as engaging with the work of discipleship. Work that we've learned all about during this season of ordinary time. It's simple because we already know how to do these things. We know how to welcome visitors into our churches. We know how to feed people, visit with people, and talk to other people about Jesus. What is complicated is we're living in unprecedented times. So how we welcome, feed, visit, and teach may need to look a little bit different. And that's okay. It's all part of preparing ourselves for Jesus's return. Friends, my hope and my prayer for us this week is that we would find ways to be tender with one another this week. I imagine that everyone is feeling a little bit raw and vulnerable and anxious about what the future holds. The presidential election was tight, particularly here in Pennsylvania. I think it exposed just how deeply divided we are as a country. The United States is still in the midst of a global pandemic. Yesterday, Pennsylvania had the second highest positive COVID case day of the entire pandemic. We don't really know what this fall resurgence is going to mean for our daily lives. But my hope is that the parable of the 10 bridesmaids widens our understanding of what it means to prepare for uncertain times, and that it encourages us. Like the bridesmaids, we too can do hard things. Even though we don't know the day or the hour, we know that Jesus is with us in our waiting. And we know that there are things we can do to prepare ourselves for Jesus's return. We have to trust that the Spirit is going to give us the courage, the compassion, and the creativity to meet whatever challenges this waiting period will bring. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.